The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's that strong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this, as we must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Running as fast as I can. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday, 21st of September, 2015. Ron McDonald, are you there?
I'm here, John.
Give me another sound check. Say that I'm here again.
I'm here, John.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds crappy.
What a way to start a Monday.
Is that the telephone you're on?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And did we try to Skype you, or did you try to Skype us?
I tried. I didn't try Skyping you. I usually get a Skype call from you.
Okay. And Mikey, you tried calling him, and what happened? It just no answer, or tell me what it did. Okay. I've got headphones on. I'm talking through two panes of glass. I'm sorry. What? And I don't read lips because I can't see yours because of your beard.
It tried to connect, and then nothing happened.
Yeah. And what it was really funky at Microsoft, what happened today, Ron, all the Skypes went down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. For some strange reason, you could text people and you could message back and forth using Skype, but you couldn't make any calls. And we thought, well, maybe it was a glitch in a computer. Well, now we have Skype, three different Skypes, and we have them on different computers, so that wasn't the issue. So evidently, you've got a telltale Microsoft, I don't want to do anything for you today problem.
Ah, okay. I thought maybe it was on my side, you know, that because all of Skype works every time I call in.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's like it's not connecting either.
Well,
what a way to start a Monday.
Well, if that's the worst that's going to go wrong on the first day of the week, I'll take that.
Well, isn't there something that says that it happens in threes, or is that people leaving the earth that happens in threes?
I don't know. I think that's the same people that said you pull a back foot off of a rabbit and you stick it on a keychain, that'll bring you good luck. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's not lucky for the rabbit, yeah.
Yeah. If you notice, somebody's good luck always kind of depends on somebody else's misfortune.
Absolutely.
One man's floor is another man's ceiling, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. So actually you should be ashamed when you get lucky.
Boy, that's asking a lot. Oh, man. You never guess what I'm looking at, Ron.
I hope it's, I can't say. My mind was going in a different direction, John.
No, it is now 2:04 West Coast time. You're talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the air.
Yes, I was quickly reminded of that in my mind.
Or were you just thinking, hey, I'm just talking to John here, no big deal?
No, I was aware.
Okay.
I was aware.
I am actually looking, evidently, and I have not yet gotten all the background on this yet, or the feedback, probably more aptly put, on you know, the peace out, September 20th day.
Mm-hmm.
This was Gerald Celente, and one of my guys, I couldn't go yesterday down to Austin, and evidently at the Capitol, there was a pretty good crowd there, and I'm watching the video. Now, yesterday, I went up on KXAN, that's their, I forget which, is it CBS, NBC, doesn't matter. Hell, they're all the same. At any rate, I'm looking at their news page for their television station, and I see protest, and I quickly look at it. Oh, no, it wasn't the peace out thing organized by Gerald Celente. It was, ironically, just happened to coincide with the peace thing yesterday down in Austin. They had Black Lives Matter people that decided that they were going to go to this thing, and then they left the Capitol and walked a few blocks, and they kept on walking. Unfortunately, it was not on a side street or a sidewalk. These clowns decided they were going to start walking on IH-35. Now, anybody that's been to Texas knows this. North and south, you got one road, and that's 35. You've got other roads, of course, run east and west and north and south, but not one continual stretch of interstate highway. So the Black Lives Matter people decided that, well, to garner attention, they're just going to start walking down 35. You know, and Ron, you know, this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of, you know, pissy comment to make, but I just...
How many people were stuck in traffic?
Oh, well, it shut down 35 completely.
Jeez.
I mean, it just shut it down. Now, we're talking about a Sunday afternoon, you know, around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not like a business day or... You know, the backlog in traffic and all the traffic. You know, it's weekend.
Yeah.
But even still. So the cops go out there. They're out there for 15 minutes begging and cajoling the Black Lives Matter people to please get off of the highway. Now, nobody was arrested. Nobody went to jail. Now, if you or I were to do something like that,
mm-hmm.
What do you think that would happen to me or you?
The baton would have came out, I'm sure.
Well, I mean...
After the first warning.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah. And was that my warning, hey, you?
Yeah.
No, you're right. I gave that a lot of thought, and I thought, well, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, politically incorrect here. See how this affects people, folks? Even I have to beat it off. I have to watch what I say. Or do I? But the point is, I understand the effect that it has on the average person out there, average USA. Oh, gosh, you know, I just, you know, I'm tired of all the strife and the chaos. I just want a little peace in my life. Yes, whatever you say, I'll go along with it. I think that's really what's going on here in this country.
Well, I take it they weren't concerned about local or state newsworthiness of this. They wanted national worthiness of this, where no one would know that they were holding up the entire population from traveling.
Well, and the funny thing about it is when I went to KXAN's website, there was no mention of Gerald Celente's September 20th nationwide protest. No. What do I see? About 25 Black Lives Matter. And God, what's really, you know, to do something totally unsafe and then call yourself, you know, my life matters.
Yeah.
If that would have been me, and I'm being just pissy, not that I would ever do this, I would like to do it, but, you know, being an 18-wheeler, you know, one of these cement haulers or something, and just rolling down the road and going, whoops, boom, 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 all these speed bumps, you know, I didn't know where they came from.
Well, you know, there's got to be, in a group of stopped cars, there's got to be several of them that basically said, I've had enough of this, and pull out a gun, you know? I wouldn't trust that. I mean, they're injuring the public. That's what they're doing. They're injuring the public. What type of positive feedback are they going to get?
Well, and, you know, I'm, this is the perfect time for people to speak out, because what we're seeing is that sticks and stones, they don't break my bones. It's the words that really hurt me phase of this country's existence.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, now it's more important than ever, because this is a small group, relatively small minority to the total population of the country. And, of course, they're getting all the help that they need through our communist media here in this country that just will support anything that's either black communist or black, because they don't want to be called, what, racist? I don't get it. That lexicon has been dropped into our conversation here that, well, you can't talk about anything black. Be careful what you say, because we might call you a racist. Well, okay, what we need to start doing, and this is what I said before, Ron, I don't give a damn if you're a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, whether you're short-haired and more of a kinky hair and brown eyes. I don't care if you're round-faced and yellow-skinned. I don't care if you're red-skinned. I don't care what you are. It is time to start calling the communists what they are. Now, let them see how they would react to that. Instead of calling blacks in this country blacks, let's just call them communist.
Yeah.
How do you think they would react to that? See, then we'd be shifting the debate.
Debate. Definitely. I agree with you.
Debate.
Well, why don't we? You know, I'm not getting it. Civil rights has already been instituted in this country. What other rights can there be? I know many blacks have been beaten up or killed by cops, but that's on an individual basis. That's in individual police forces. It doesn't happen all over the country as far as every police force, and it should be tackled within in the locality that it is. Making it national, I don't know. I don't know. All it does is cause unrest. That's what I've seen.
You know,
and now we have blacks not caring for whites anymore. You know, what is this all about? What are they promoting?
I'm black and I matter, and you don't. I don't give a damn if you're white. You honky?
Yeah, that's basically it. Well, I was called a white patty when I was a kid, you know, and a honky.
Really?
I lived in an all black neighborhood.
You were called a hunky?
I was called a hunky.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're such a nice guy. What did you do to raise the ire of your black neighbors?
I came into the world white.
Yeah, you are kind of white, too.
Yeah. Well, I got a nice tan now.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I got a good tan.
Well, you're one of the original pale faces. You've got you're real light complected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hell. You know, when I was in school, I think it was the fifth grade. I remember, I forget his last name, but his name was Joel, and he was an albino. And Joel had a good head on his shoulders. The eyes didn't quite work right, and he was certainly an albino, but he was a pretty smart guy. You know, and I always wondered what happened to that guy, because you want to talk about standing out.
Yeah.
I mean, he really stood out. And people went out of their way not to protect him because of his difference from anybody else.
Yeah.
As far as I could ascertain, Joel was treated no better, no worse than any other my other classmates. And, you know, I wonder whatever happened to that guy, because he was really nice. I mean, he was outgoing and he was helpful, and he did have a certain sense of humor that I never quite understood, but that's okay. A lot of people don't understand mine either, but be that as it may, it's okay to be different, but different in what way? You know, I mean, Ron, and here again, this is the same thing, and I'll keep repeating this until people get it, and we can turn the tables on this. You know, if you're black in this country, that somehow you hadn't gotten a fair shake. Now, is it true that more blacks versus whites are killed by the police? Yeah. But let's take a look at statistics. Statistically speaking, I mean, what is the black population of this country? Mike, what is it, around 12-13%, right? And so there's an inordinate amount of black people that are sitting in prisons. And wait a minute. Who's doing most of the crimes?
Yeah.
You know, when you start to look at it in its entirety, you know, and so I'm looking at this and going, you know, what else can a guilt-ridden, downtrodden, old white fart do to make you feel any better? The answer to that question is there is nothing. Trillions of dollars has been spent on your skin color because you were black, because you once were a slave, you are no longer, because there are still people that might have been a little bit prejudiced. But you see, nothing has been done to change the image of black America. And seriously, folks, think about this. If somebody says to you, black inner city, what do you think about? Do you think what?
I personally think ghettos.
There you go. There you go. People that are a little pissy, a little angry. They don't like their living conditions. They don't like this. They don't like that. But they sure do like the money that they receive every month, by extension, by way of the rest of the taxpayers. And to be fair, debt anymore in this country, if you start calling it a burden on the taxpayer, yeah. Well, that's kind of half true, because ultimately we are responsible for the repayment for that credit. But everything is borrowed now anyhow because, well, we're broke.
Right.
But when we look at this situation, Ron, trillions of dollars has been spent. Extraordinary steps were taken to ensure, and I would say overly so, about job placement or people that might have been prejudiced. I mean, the red carpet was rolled out, bottom line. And when I first heard the issue of Black Lives Matter, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was somebody's idea of, yeah, let's call it that. Now we'll come up with something that looks better on a T-shirt or something.
Yeah.
But when I heard, Ron, Black Lives Matter, and then I watch what is going on in the inner cities, I see the attitudes, and I'm going, really? So if you're trying to tell me that Black Lives Matter, why don't you conduct yourself in a way that's going to demonstrate that your own life matters regardless of your color? You know, don't tell me that you're poor and downtrodden and everybody's picking on you. And you know,
well, you know, there's always been a simple way of getting back at the white population, and that is educate yourself, become successful, then more successful than the white population.
And I said this before, and I don't know if anybody believed me. I'm as pleased as punch when I see a black man or a black woman that makes it. Man, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good not because they're black, because they have applied themselves in whatever circumstance that it was or imagined it was, whatever. To see a black or white successful person, it just tickles me. That's a good thing. But when I see people that are getting everything handed to them, the carpet has been rolled out, and you want to get all pissy and it's time to start killing the white man? Hey, go fly a Ben Franklin kite up your nose, okay? Yeah. Because it don't matter to me. You know,
it doesn't to me. You know, that I remember when I was a kid, we had a black kid up the block. His name was Cecil, and he applied for some colleges, and then he was turned down. Yet he had the highest grades in his class.
Mm-hmm.
And that was prejudice right there. But that stopped way back when.
Well,
that was 55 years ago, basically. So, but that's not it today. If you want an education, you want to succeed, do good in school.
Do good in school. Get the hell out of the trashy ass neighborhoods with all the drugs, the hoes, the nappy headed hoes. I'll say it.
Yeah.
All the drug dealers, all the gang members, all the people that just want to just keep killing each other. Get the hell out of there. Let's take the 3-minute break. We'll be back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had sleep apnea 10 years ago. And I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. Painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
We're back. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Good day, John. How are you?
Hi.
John, first off, the breaking news is the Manchurian candidate is in the White House right now, but...
I'm sorry. Whoa, Tom. I couldn't understand a word you just said. What?
Yeah, I said we already have the Manchurian candidate in the White House.
Oh, okay.
And what I want to talk about is now on Cavuto, they just had... Scott Walker dropped out of the race, but the real thing is he's talking about bringing all these Syrians in here, 185,000 now, and they already said on Cavuto 20% of those people are not Syrians. They're coming from all over the Middle East, and most of the people are going to bring in the United States are from males. They're going to bring 80% of that 185,000 are going to be males. So what are we going to do with all these males, Syrians coming over here? And some of them, they're catching at the border of Austria and Hungary, have pictures of beheadings. Now, we don't need no more males from the Middle East coming in here. We already have enough people in here. We need to seal our borders and stop. We have to have a moratorium on immigration for 10 years, like a timeout. We need a timeout in this country to asylumate the ones we got here already.
Well,
we don't want to violate that.
And Tom, what I didn't know before was for the past, I don't know, 15 or 20 years, if not longer, there have been 1 million people coming into this country supposedly legally going through the process, H-1B visas, you name it. You know, but aside from the illegals that are coming in here, there's a million...
I got to tell you something. It's turned this whole area of South Florida, it used to be called the Magic City, from the 50s, the 40s, and the 30s. Now, if you were to come here, you'd almost have to speak Spanish to get along here. Okay? This is what the plan, this is like, fill it up like a bottle, watch it. You know what happens when you put a cork on a bottle. And this is exactly what the model is for the rest of the country. These 2 or 3 percenters are trying to destroy the other 80 percenters, and we'll forget the others. But this is a big scam, sham, and it's nothing but a conspiracy to take over away the Anglo population. Let's not kid ourselves. Well, okay? That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, well, back...
It's a big disaster. And who's not stopping these people? Nobody's stopping them. And I'll tell you, John, there's millions of people...
Okay, Tom, this is how this is going to work from here on out. I'll let you say whatever you want to say on this program, but if I want to jump in there, you got to let me jump in, okay? You're a rapid-fire kind of individual. Please proceed, Tom.
Okay, John. Yeah, John, what I want to say is this. We got South Africans in are struggling in South Africa, white South Africans who would love to come to the United States, however, I think it's very hard for them to get here. So why don't we take 185,000 of those South Africans who would love to come to the United States and bring them here? Put them right there in Washington, D.C.
Which South Africans are you speaking of?
The white South Africans.
Oh.
Who are being persecuted.
Oh. No, you know what? I think the United States government should do this. I think they should create an arms deal for them, ship them down their arms, let them fight to take that stuff back, and this time, keep it.
Well, I agree with you there, John. I mean, you get an argument out of me on that. You're 100% correct. But let's be realistic here. I want to give you an example. In South Florida, we're talking about South Florida area, and the two counties that are combined here, which is, Broward and Dade. You got people are coming in here from all over Latin America. You're getting federal government jobs. Some of them don't barely speak English. You understand the situation here? You got people getting these federal government jobs and these county jobs. A lot of them don't even speak the English language, but they're getting these pretty decent jobs.
I was down there in the 60s, man, around the Miami Hialeah area.
Okay, well, exactly. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say that there were a lot of Cubans. But then we had this magical little thing that happened. Let me see. The drug that built Miami, that was back in the 70s and the 80s with cocaine. And then we started to see an influx of people from all over this planet. You know, you mentioned 30s, 40s, and 50s. This used to be the state that old white people went to die. Okay? Because of the climate, because, it was kind of more laid back. It wasn't the hustle bustle. What a great place to retire, man. Well, it's nice and warm every day and whatever. Well, where the hell are those people going now?
Well, John, can I give you a statistic?
Sure.
I'll give you a statistic that the Miami Herald had and the Sun Sentinel here in Broward. They had a report. Back in 1978, there was 81% of the population were white Anglos. You know what the population is in 2015 here in Dade County, Broward?
What?
Well, Dade County's a lot worse than Broward. In Dade County, we're down to 12%, and Broward is more like 38-40%.
Oh, my God, it's white flight. Where are they going?
That's a great question, John. I don't know. Probably in Jacksonville. Uh-huh. Now they're going to bring 10,000 Syrians into Jacksonville.
Great. All right, Tom, appreciate the call. Got to go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit pureeffectfilters.com. That's pureeffectfilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it. This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv. LANDHO.TV right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Steve in California, another. Are you a native Californian?
My brother's still there, Ron McDonald.
Yeah, are you?
I'm here.
Yeah, Steve, are you a native Californian?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm not from the Midwest, Indiana, actually. So.
Boy, you couldn't get any more further removed from California than Indiana.
Yeah, I know. It's my germ. My work took me here, unfortunately. Now this question goes out to either both you two. I was thinking about it over the weekend. Actually, it was last week. Lou Rockwell had an article on there. It was called The Most Hunted Man. I think I even sent that to you, John, about Edward Snowden. And it was really interesting. I read through that, and I started thinking about what he did and exposing the NSA and all the violations, the secrecy, and spying on all Americans.
Yeah, and it was he made it news when we knew all about this, but, of course, nobody ever pays attention to the alternative. Because we're just a bunch of whacked out nut jobs, right-wing extremists, paranoid, militia, want to kill the government people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, thinking back what he did and how he had to evade the United States, hiding right now and everything, secrecy, and General Wesley Clark, he revealed that Donald Rumsfeld memo of the seven countries to be invaded in 5 years.
You're starting to see his stripe, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to figure out if that was highly classified, and I assume it was. It only went to a couple people's desks. Rumsfeld, elaborated on it, what the goal was. Wesley Clark had revealed that now to the press and numerous videos and to the people.
Mm-hmm.
What was the backlash for him? How come he didn't have to run and hide in another country? I mean, he exposed a plan, a secret plan.
Well,
nothing happened to him.
You don't do away with one of your own. This is why I said, have you seen the recent statements attributed to Wesley Clark? And this guy is full-on globalist.
Yeah, I've noticed that lately. He did a big turnaround.
Oh, well, turnaround? See, he never let his... When you're a general, when you're a commander, you don't talk about your politics because your politics doesn't have a damn thing to do with it. It's you're in the chain of command. You obey your superiors. And, yeah, supposedly you take that oath to the Constitution. You swear that oath. The same way that the civil government was supposed to give you, Mr. Military, your orders, as well as you are supposed to take that constitutional oath. A soldier is not bound by any unconstitutional order. Well, if that's the case, then we'd have zero people in uniform today.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this has gotten so convoluted that people don't even understand what's going on anymore because the standards and the policy is forever shifting. And that was one of the great things about a constitutionally limited republic with the law that was written down by way of constitution at a sixth grade level so everybody could understand it. But if you're going to violate every tenet of that constitution, well then, hey, it's just policy and nothing else matters.
Yeah, it really surprised me. Was it a month or two ago? He talked about anybody who didn't buy the official story of what the government says is deemed the enemy. And I'm thinking, well, we're all the enemy then because I challenge things. I'm an intelligent man. I question things that just don't sound right. I ask logical questions. I expect logical, responsible, rational answers for those questions. When somebody doesn't want to answer the questions, then I become suspicious of what their agenda is.
Well, see, that this was never a problem before for the government or anybody else because everybody thought the government wouldn't do anything to harm its own people. You know, they throw everything under a blanket of secrecy, national security and whatever. And a lot of people thought, okay, well, I guess I can understand that. America's enemies don't need to know everything. Well, they've run out of reasons. They've run out of excuses because, you know, you can't. You can still criticize the government if you have a radio program, and it wouldn't be that big of a deal, you know, maybe to off you, like they did Breitbart. But,
right.
You know, they don't, at this point in time, the illusion, and this is all we're dealing with anymore, it's just illusions, smoke, and mirrors. But still in this country today, if they were to go whack out the head of a radio network, let's say, you know, and what were these people? What were they? Well, our stuff is all out there. I mean, it demonstrates that, yes, we're pretty much a peaceful lot, and we're very much attuned to the law and really want to obey it. But the problem we're having is everybody else is ignoring the law, and they are out of control. And they are presenting a danger to not only the individual, but this country itself. So are they going to go out and really mess around with that First Amendment right? Not yet. Not yet.
You know, I sent you an email today. Ron, you can probably comment on this. But I guess there were seven states so far, and New York was one of them. But I guess in 2016, they are now going to require citizens of these certain states, New York being one, to have a passport to travel domestically, which I said, geez, this is just sliding into the police state so fast. But, I mean, you're talking about seven states, that'll progress to 10 and more down the line. I mean, I just can't believe now domestically you'll have to carry your papers with you when you do a domestic flight.
Well, I go right to the foundation of any issues, and the foundation actually is that 14th Amendment. They created you under citizenship. if you're their creation and God no longer is the creator of mankind, then they have a right to do whatever they want with you. This is what the people have to wake up to. It is force or compelled restraint upon every American by the government. It's their property now. And to prove it's their property, we're all debtors. What do you do with debtors? There used to be a debtor's prison. Well, you can't put everyone in America into a debtor's prison. So what you do is the next best thing. You regulate them, and you make them believe they're free. And that's what's happened in this country. But yet, I'll be honest with you, whenever I communicate this to people, they get it, and then they forget it. And they go right back to the same trap in thinking that they're free or they're this or they're that, and it's their home and everything else. It just isn't so. It's the illusion, as John says.
Well, you know, the celebrating the 4th of July to me is meaningless. It totally is meaningless. In the last 10 years, I've seen, you know, the abuses of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I'm thinking, I actually say this to people, and they look at me kind of funny, like, well, I said, what are you celebrating? We're losing ground every year. Every year, look at all the things they impose on us and they take away. I mean, they've turned around and said, you know, rights are no longer rights. They're privileges. And, of course, we know privileges can be taken away. So there are no more rights, there are privileges, and they're taking things away left and right. And I say, I don't know what you're celebrating. I mean, you know, the bombs in the air and the sparklers and all that other crap, but, I mean, we are losing ground so fast.
Let me ask you a question. The founding fathers, would they look at the federal government as an enemy to fight right now or one to act in concert with?
I think they'd fight it, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
sure
they would fight them. They would say that's the enemy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's exactly why the Second Amendment came about. I mean, just to make sure a government wouldn't become a tyrannical government and take advantage of the people.
Well,
I mean, that's the reason why they had the Second Amendment.
Those were restraints against the federal government from ever hedging or creating laws on that. Our rights do not fall under that Second Amendment. They come from the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. We have the right to have guns, but if you're going to plead the Second Amendment, you're pleading something that happened after the Civil War.
Right.
We want those that preceded the Civil War. We want all the rights that came before the institution and adoption of the Constitution.
Right.
That's your Ninth and Tenth Amendment.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. By the way, I've been looking for his email, and I don't see it anywhere. Okay.
Oh, oh, by the way, John, my Skype is down because of Skype. So it says Skype Home is unavailable at the moment. Check back later to see your whatever.
And to take the whole damn system down. I don't know exactly why they did that, but did it. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, at any rate, let me get to... Oh, here we go. That's what I wanted to talk about. Citibank is calling for the style that Ben Bernanke was used to. You know, we used to call him Helicopter Ben. Citibank calls for helicopter money drops across the globe. A quiet panicking, Janet Yellen and the Federal Open Market Committee, or the FOMC, decided the U.S. economy still isn't ready for an interest rate hike last week and left the Fed funds rate at essentially zero, the same level to which the Fed's credibility has now sunk. After incessantly hyping the notion an economic recovery would follow the normalization of interest rates, the decision not to act suggests the economy is much weaker than they have attempted to persuade us. Now, this occurred to me, Ron. You know, we've been told what? What are they telling you out there in California? Are they telling you that the economy is
flourishing?
Flourishing. It's doing well.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they do a Fed rate hike and say that we get the interest rates back up to 3.5-4%, I don't even know anymore what normal is for them anyhow, let alone what we have to deal with and call it normal or at least live with it. I'm looking at this and I'm going, well, wait a minute. The banks have trillions of dollars sitting in their vaults. I mean, literally, trillions. We have an economy that is starved of credit. So why have not the banks loaned anything? What would be the big deal with the Fed coming out tomorrow and saying, look, we're going to raise the interest rates a point and a half or 2 points. It's been zero for a long time. We want to get things normalized. Why won't they do it? Because it would reveal the major lie that the economy is doing okay, the corporations are making a pretty good profit, you know, iPhones are still being sold, blah, blah, blah. It would reveal how crappy things really are and how this quantitative easing has literally been the heroin for the Wall Street addicts. We can't let this out of the bag. We've been doing this since what? 2008? So here they're sitting around with all this damn money in their vaults and not a penny to loan.
Yeah.
Makes no sense whatsoever. If you want to get the economy going, we'll make your credit available. You're the ones that got us hooked on it, so restore it. But they can't.
Well, you know, one has to question. I mean, I think most people are aware of the economic slump we're in. And we have 535 people in Congress that also are aware of it. You think all those people can't get together and figure this out for themselves? What's really going on here?
Well, after incessantly hyping the notion an economic recovery would allow the normalization of interest rates, the decision not to act suggests the economy is much weaker than they have attempted to persuade us that it has been. And it may be just getting worse. Injecting monetary stimulus is easy. Any old fool can do it. Removing the extraordinary easy money after cultivating an addiction in bond and equity markets over most of the past decade, that one turns out to be a little bit hard. Let me go a step further. Maybe downright impossible. In any event, precious metals, which were shunned in the futures markets throughout the summer, finally got a little bit of love. Silver gained 4% and gold prices rose nearly 3% for the week. That's not a little bit of love. That's not even close to love. What love would be to see $5,000 an ounce gold and $125 to $150 for an ounce of silver. Now, I would consider that just love. Citibank, though, is, they're fearing a global recession that's just looming on the horizon someplace. You really can't see it yet. You might be able to feel a little bit, but they're a little bit worried that a global recession might take place. Stock prices rallied initially on the Fed's decision not to hike rates, but equity markets relinquished all those gains this past Friday. Wall Street has begun grappling with the possibility of a worldwide recession. The Chinese economy is sputtering and close to an outright stall. Brazil, Russia, India, and all other BRIC nations are already in serious trouble. You know, Ron, we heard so much about this BRICS. You know, I mean, it was going to be the savior. Oh, United States dollar, you know, God, it's not worth what it used to be. And, well, you know, their demand for payment in oil being in gold. Ooh. You know, that's kind of gone by the wayside. But wait a minute. I kept asking the question, what are the bankers' plan B? You create a system of which it has a shelf life, and one day it will blow up, and blow up it must. That is the one problem with fractionalized reserve banking. The longer that goes on, the weaker your currencies get until one day it's not worth anything. Kind of like ours right now. But when I look at this, Ron, the rulers, whether they be globalist or joined at the hip with somebody that loves this transnational, let's do business that way kind of folks, nobody is going, well, wait a minute here. We think we see a problem it's been demonstrated for the last, 7 years? That what may be the problem are the banks themselves. Now, we were told they were too big to fail. Oh, God, we're just going to have absolute calamity. Well, a lot of people disagreed with me that, hey, let it blow and let it blow now. I wonder where we had been today, where we'd be at right this minute. If back in 08, when they wanted to do the $700 billion bailout, and that was just, well, that was just chump change. But we saw Henry Paulson convincing Congress, you know, God, you know, I'm into finance stuff. You people are just Congress critters, and I'm here to tell you that if you don't do this, there's going to be market meltdowns and martial law and all that stuff. So here we are, 7 going on 8 years later. Nobody's addressing anything. The economy is still in the funk. The banks have trillions, but they're not loaning anything. What's really going on here? And isn't it time to start trouncing and trashing and dumping the funny money people? Let's get rid of them. Make them go away to the dodo bird.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where.
Well, let's cue up the Keynesians. According to William Buter, chief economist at Citibank, he says a global recession starting in the 2016, led by China, is now on the global economics team's main scenario. Uncertainty remains, but the likelihood of a timely and effective policy response seems to be diminishing. Ron, can you read between the? I think this is English, and I think I'm actually looking at words. But does that suggest anything to you? A global recession starting in 2016, led by China, is now our global economics team's main scenario. Uncertainty remains, but the likelihood of a timely and effective policy response seems to be diminishing.
I get the feeling we're going to crash. That's all I'm getting from that.
I'm in an airplane and the wings just fell off.
Yes.
Excuse me, can I have another bag of peanuts before we crash? Man. Well, the way I'm reading this is they have no timely and effective policy, no matter how much time. They've had 7-plus years to respond to this, and the only thing that's diminishing is the patience with these stupid bankers. But more importantly, what's diminishing on me is our chicken crap Congress critters that are afraid to step out from the shadows and the money that put them there and say, you know what, it's time we dump the Federal Reserve. I've been doing a little homework over the weekend, and I read something about the law, and, well, Congress is supposed to be, we're supposed to have the duty to set the standards and call things out of what they're worth, and, well, all that's been taken out of our hands, and it's been turned over to private. I think it's time for a change. Here we're going into the eighth year. Have you heard one peep from anybody, Ron?
No, and I think you were right earlier. They should have just not bailed out the banks and that. There would have been chaos, but the people would have woken up.
They would have woken up. The fractionalized reserve banking would have been history in this country. The Treasury could have started printing. Hell, let's fire up what Kennedy did. Print United States notes. Put that in circulation so we can trade with each other and gauge what labor and material cost and, you know, purchasing and all that stuff is supposed to be about. You know, that medium of exchange, that piece of paper that we were given, that we were told was money.
Yeah.
And if we would have done that 8 years ago, if we would have done that in 08 and said, you know what, just let the damn thing go.
We would have been back to the greatest nation on earth at that point, or, because we would have done away with the stealing in this country.
Or at least hit rock bottom, so the only place to go was up.
Sherry, well, I think by 8 years we would have been back to where we were before the fractional banking.
Yeah, and what would have been missing? It wouldn't have been, to have an economy, you have to have people. To have an economy, you have to have manufacturing and services and people with jobs and people that pay you for doing that job. Yeah, I'm in agreement with you.
Well, see, one of the major things that would fall at the same time the fractional banking would fall would be regulatory law. You're back into a common law scenario at that point.
Well, we can't have that in this overcomplicated transnational globalist, I want to rule everything, including you. Well, you've just taken the basis out for the globalist. You've just taken out the basis of their control, Ron McDonald. How dare you? It's a good thing we're too small to fail.
Yes.
Sherry and Betty, hang on. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Let's hear from you folks. I was shocked and surprised last week talking about AJ and people that never called into this program. Wanted to comment on them. Don't you guys have anything else to comment on? 800-313-9443. Sherry and Betty, hang on. I'll get to your calls right after the top of the break.